Love. Love, like all things, is a flower. And those of you who know anything about gardening know that growing flowers require patience, care, attentiveness, and devotion, amongst other things. And aside from these things, scientifically speaking, a flower requires 4 necessary elements to successfully germinate, sprout, and bloom. These elements are soil, sun, water, and air. The same is true with the seeds and flowers of our love. We must plant that seed of love in a soil that is fertile. Fertility in this sense refers to that person's receptivity of the love that you wish to share and grow in. You must know how capable they are of receiving your love, or receiving love for that matter. Because believe it or not, there are some beautiful people in this world who do not know how to open their heart and be loved and be receptive of love. And that's okay. That's okay. They must grow within the soil of their own love in order to be receptive to the love of another. Give them space and give them time. As all flowers need space, they need space. Secondly, the flower of your love needs the sunlight of your presence. A presence that is like the sun, guiding, radiant, and uplifting. But also like the sun, your presence need not be overbearing or intrusive. You know, the sun gives way to the moon, allowing balance between its presence and its absence. You must balance your physical presence with your omnipresent love that is like the sun, reflected even in your absence. This brings us to air. Air is everywhere. Although we can't see it, we feel it indeed. It kisses us in the breeze and gently holds us as we breathe. The air of your love must be omnipresently felt and assuring, so that even in your absence, your beloved feels your love. They must at all times feel the air of your omnipresent love. That is trust that even in your absence, you are still apparent absence. Your love is still present. That is trust. It is like air. It is everywhere. And lastly, water. Communication is the water that nurtures the seeds of our love. You must always find the time to not only talk to, but listen to your love flower. Intimately exchange thoughts and find the time to shower the garden of each other's mind with uplifting, progressive, positive conversation and thought, reassuring conversations and thoughts. Love is a flower. Love is a flower. Be kind. Be gentle. Be patient. Give it space to grow. And it will bloom and continue to bloom evermore. And even if the love seed has grown to be whatever it is to be, if there must be a separation, if you truly love a thing, if you truly love a thing, you can let it go. You can give it space to grow. You can allow it to grow on its own. Because true love is that, is not possessive. It is not, I cannot live without you. It's, I can live because you are living and you are growing and you are learning to love even more. And so I thank you for that experience. In the garden of our love, we both grew, and we both have grown. And that is the beauty of love, is that it can let go. It can let go. But I send you love, and I send you healing. And my prayers are for your healing and your love that grows from the soil of your own soul and that shares that love with all. Peace and love. Love and light. Love. Love.